The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network.
Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, right here on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWJ Network. I am Walter Johnson. So the opening round of the state playoffs in the GHSA, GIAA, and GAPS has come to a close and moving on to the next rounds of action. And multiple teams from the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area, including four from the same region, all advanced. Or, like the saying goes, survived in advance. And gonna talk about all that. And that would also include a team or program in the southeasternmost portion of our area making history. So you'll want to stick around long enough to find out. And again, that's on this week's installment of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. Not much time to waste, so it's time to get started here and go through all the classifications here from Class 7A all the way down to Single-A Division II in the GHSA, also covering GIAA and GAPS. And starting in the GHSA, starting right at the top in Class 7A. And those games, and before really truly getting started, and a quick reminder. And in the GHSA, all the first round games in Classes 6A, 4A, 2A and Single A Divisions 1 and 2 were played on Friday, November 11th, which was Veterans Day. And while Classes 7A, 5A, and 3A were played on Saturday, November 12th. And the reason for the Friday-Saturday dates in the first round was because there have to be enough certified officials, and that's the operative word here, certified officials who can officiate the games, and the people, the men that and sometimes women that call out the fouls and penalties, and then mark off the penalty yardage and everything. And that's the reason, for the Friday-Saturday games in the first round in the GHSA. But with that being said, we're starting Class 7A, which is played on Saturday, November 12th, and the Colquitt County Packers advanced to the second round after winning easily over Pebblebrook, 56-16. And the Packers moved to 11-0 under first-year head coach Chong Calhoun. So the Packers took their first step towards winning their first state championship since 2015 with a victory tonight. This past Saturday, Saturday, November 12th. And also, you had the Camden County Wildcats outlasting East Coweta down in Kingsland, Georgia, 44-33 in Camden County, was the only other Region 1-7A team to advance to the second round. And unfortunately for the two teams from Titletown or Wintersville, USA, Valdosta, and their seasons came to a close And number three seeded Valdosta Wildcats traveled to Atlanta to face Westlake, and it was Westlake in handing Valdosta their third straight loss as the Valdosta Wildcats fall 28-13 to the Westlake Lions. And Valdosta got off to an excellent start at 8-0, only to lose 3-0 to end their 2022 season. And it wasn't much, and the results weren't that much better for the Lions Vikings, as Carrollton Trojans cruised to a 38-14 win. And the big story in Class 7A, Colquitt County Packers moving on. In Class 6A, Region 1 represented itself well in that opening round. And the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets, the Region 1 6A champions, cruised to an easy 49-10 win over Evans. And clear over on the other side of the state in Southeast Georgia, or East Central Georgia. Lee County Trojans traveled to Springfield, Georgia, just northwest of Savannah, and just absolutely crushed Effingham County. Final score 57-7. So the Trojans came in as the number three seed in Region 1-6A. And after their round of five straight region championships ended with back-to-back losses to Northside, Warner Robins, as well as the Thomas County Central. So a big win for head coach Dean Provisio and Lee County Trojans, winning 57-7 over Effingham County. And the number two seeded Northside Eagles from Warner Robins had to hold on to beat the Glen Academy Red Terrors from Brunswick, Georgia. Final score 18-13, the final score. I mean, talk about survive in advance. I mean, that's always the theme this time of year. And this is the part of the season where rankings, records, or even seeds or seedings don't matter. I mean, none of that matters once the playoffs arrive. And probably the biggest upset of the postseason so far took place in Brunswick, and the Houston County Bears, who wound up as the number four seed, despite finishing the regular season 8-2 overall, traveled into Brunswick and pulled off the upset over the previously undefeated Pirates from Brunswick High School. Final score in overtime was Houston County 28, Brunswick. Made that Houston County 29, Brunswick 28. And Bears scored a touchdown to pull themselves within 1 point. And then they decided to go for the win instead of playing for the tie in the second overtime period. And the Bears scored a two-point conversion to walk off with a huge win, huge upset win. Final score once again in overtime, Houston County 29, Brunswick 28. And moving down to Class 4A. And Region 1 saw two of its four teams advance in Class 4A. And the Region 1 4A champion Bainbridge Bearcats jumped out to a quick 14-0 lead against the Baldwin Braves and basically cruised from there. And the Bearcats won over the Baldwin Braves out of Millersville, Georgia. Final score 58-20, Bainbridge over Baldwin. And obviously, I mean, that had to be a long trip from, say, Middle Georgia or Milledgeville, Georgia, all the way down to Bainbridge, Georgia, in the southwestern corner of the state. You know, either way, it's Bainbridge that's moving on to the second round, 58-20, and they beat up on Baldwin. And the number two seeded KO Serve Makers had a much tougher time against the West Side Seminoles from Macon. But in the end, it was the Serve Makers getting the 27-14 win over West Side. So the Serve Makers will be moving on. And the other teams in Region 1-4A didn't fare as well. And the Westover Patriots, the number three seed, fell to Spalding up in Griffin, Georgia. Final score 26-7. And Westover had to beat Shaw, which they did 31-0, just to get themselves into the playoffs. But that didn't matter to Spalding. And the Jaguars ended the Patriots season 26-7. A long trip for the Westover Patriots down US Highway 19 from Griffin back home to Albany, Georgia, back here to Albany, where this podcast is recorded every single week. And as for the Shaw Raiders from Columbus, their season ended with a 40-6 loss to the Perry Panthers, the Region 2-4A champions from Perry, Georgia. Another one of those Mill, Georgia teams. And seeing the first round of the playoffs, the Region 1 teams played the Region 2 teams. And Region 3, played against Region 4, 5 and 6, and 7 against 8. And that's regardless of classification. And then, you know, quick plug to go to GHSA.net/football. It's the Georgia High School Football Association, Georgia High School Association's football page at ghsa.net/football. And then scroll on down till you find playoff brackets. And then click on the classification of your choice or bracket of your choice to track your team to see if they're still playing. So in the bottom line in Class 4A, and as far as the Region 1 teams are concerned, Bainbridge and Cairo moving on. Westover Albany and Shaw Columbus going home. Their seasons are over. And Class AAA and the Thomasville Bulldogs have advanced to the second round with a 42-21 win over the Jackson Red Devils out of Jackson, Georgia. On score 42-21. And for those people that don't know much about Georgia geography, Jackson, Georgia is in Butts County, the county seat of Butts County, located halfway between Atlanta and Macon. In any case, however, it's Thomasville that's moving on, winning 42-21 over Jackson. And Thomasville is now won 7 in a row since starting their season at 1-3. And it's been an incredible run for this Bulldogs team under first-year head coach Jonathan DeLay. A run that that hopefully will continue this week. And Forsyth, Georgia, the Darty Trojans advanced with a 39-23 victory over the Mary Persons Bulldogs. And that win snaps a two-game losing streak for Darty, whose season started at 8-0. Before running into Thomasville, as well as Carver, Columbus. And Darty with the win moves to 9-2 on the season. And they'll be in the second round this week. against an undefeated team, which I'm going to mention right toward the end of this podcast. And as far as the rest of Region 1 AAA was concerned, the number two seeded Carver Tigers from Columbus pitched a shutout over the Upson Lee Knights from Thomaston, final score 39-0. For those people that don't know, Thomaston, Georgia has the headquarters for the Georgia High School Association. And and the GHSA has called Thomaston home for years. And in any case, it was Carver Columbus moving on with that 39-0 win over Upson Lee. And the number four seeded Crisp County Cougars found themselves on the wrong end of a shutout against Peach County, and the Peach County Trojans pitched that shutout 23-0 in the final score over Crisp County. So the Cougars from Cordele see their season come to a close at 5-6 in the roll under first-year head coach Lawrence Smith. Okay, moving on to Double A. And the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes had no trouble taking care of business against the Central Chargers out of Macon. Final score 41-0. The Purple Hurricanes, the defending Class AA state champions. And we'll move on to the second round. And the same with the number two seeded Concordats from Adel. And they won easily over another team from Macon. In Ace Charter, final score 77-35. And the score, believe it or not, was like 63-13 or something of that nature at the half. I mean, Cook managed to put 63 points on the scoreboard by halftime and basically just cruised from there. Who's in that second half? So not many. It's not often that a team scores 63 points by halftime, but that's exactly what happened. And doesn't matter if a team scores 6 points or 60 points at this point. As long as you find yourself on the winning side, I mean, that's all that matters. Again, that's the theme here for the playoffs, survive in advance. And Cook did more than just survive. They thrived. Once again, final score, Cook 77, East Charter 35. And unfortunately, the Worth County Rams season came to an end, heartbreaking end. And the Rams gave the Rotaries Raiders in Macon all they can handle, only to fall short. A couple of touchdowns short, 41-27 was the final score. Northeast moves on to the second round. And the Berrien Rebels out of Nashville, Georgia, made a long trip to Columbus and knocked off the Region 2 champion Spencer Greenway. Final score 43-36. And that was a high scoring contest there. And it was Berrien's first playoff win since way back in 1991, which is unbelievable. And just like Region 1 AA or 2A represented itself well in the first round of the playoffs, winning 3 out of 4 contests. On this past Friday, November 11th of 2022. And how about Single A Division 1? And sadly for the Brooks County Trojans, their quest for back-to-back state titles came to a close, as they were upset by the Bleckley County Royals from Cochran, Georgia, Bleckley spelled B-L-E-C-K-L-E-Y. Try it again. Yes, Bleckley County spelled B-L-E-C-K-L-E-Y. Bleckley County winning 14-10 over Brooks County. And Bleckley County, I mean, that's one of those places that's so hard to pronounce. Bleckley County pulling off the upset of Brooks County 14-10. So Brooks County sees its hopes of winning back-to-back state titles coming to an end. Elsewhere in Class Single A, Division I playoff action involving teams from Region 1. And the Irwin County Indians will move on to Round 2 as they win easily over Jefferson County, 42-6. And the Bacon County Red Raiders saw their season come to an end as Swainsboro won easily 47-0. And the Pelham Hornets from Southwest Georgia and fell to the Dublin Irish, and Dublin won that game easily 55-14. So, and Pelham's first season under head coach Leonard Guyton came to a close in round one. And in single A division two, the Early County Bobcats snapped a 3-game losing streak since a 7-0 start, winning easily over the Turner County Titans. Final score 60-19. So the Bobcats from Blakely, Georgia, B-L-A-K-E-L-Y, put up 60 points against the Turner County Titans. Once again, final score, Early County 60-0, Turner County 19-19. And Early County was the only Region 1 single A team from Division 2 to advance to the second round. That's because the number 2 seed in Region 1 single A Division 1, the Miller County Pirates, lost a heartbreaker to the Lanier County Bulldogs 14-13. Back and forth contest, mainly a defensive struggle. And Miller County scored a touchdown to pull in 1 point, but the extra point was missed. And the Lanier County Bulldogs out of Lakeland, Georgia, just southeast of Nashville and Berrien County, and just northeast of Valdosta, wins its first ever playoff. In Lanier County had only had football since 1997. And somehow they won their first ever playoff game. And also in first round playoff action, the number 3 seeded Mitchell County Eagles fell to the Kinch County Panthers in Homerville, 38-15 the final score. And in Folkston, Georgia, the Seminole County Indians lost to the Charlton County Indians in a battle of the Indians there, 44-0 the final score. And Charlton eliminates Seminole from the playoffs. And quick look at other playoff games of interest in Class Single A Division II. Dooley County edge Jenkins County 22-21. And then Dooley County is probably the northernmost team in our area. And the Bobcats will move on. And the Bobcats from Vienna, Georgia, will move on, edging Jenkins County 22-21. And the Wilcox County Patriots, and out of region 4, single A Division 2, got by Montgomery County 35-26. And then region 6, single A Division 2, another northern team, Schley County, shut out GMC Pritt 51-0. And it was Macon County losing a heartbreaker to Wilkinson County 13-7. So, yeah, so another team on the northernmost fringe of our coverage area. How about the GIAA now and Class AAA in the playing games? Had Heritage of Noonan rolling past Lakeview Academy 36-6. And another team from our northern counties, the Southland Academy Raiders out of Americus in Sumter County, saw their season come to an end as Pinewood Christian won easily over Southland 44-14, the final score, and Class AA playoffs in the GIAA, and the only team from our area, the Southwest Georgia Academy Warriors from Damascus, Georgia, had a first round bye, and Piedmont Academy won 33-14 over Trinity Christian It was Piedmont Academy winning over Trinity Christian of Dublin, 33-14. And actually, there are two teams from our area that were in the playoffs, and then the Georgia Christian Generals out of Valdosta lost a heartbreaker to Edmund Burke, 10-7, in the other playing game in Class AA. So the general season is over. So the Georgia Christian schools and the tiny community of Dasher in Lowndes County, which is right near Valdosta, and also you got the Class Single A quarterfinals. Flint River Academy beat Memorial Day 41-18. And yet another school from our area, Grace Christian in Decatur County in the Bainbridge area. And Grace Christian season is now over, losing to Fullington Academy in Pinehurst, 34-0, the final score there. So, taking a quick look at who's playing who in the second round, and try to go as fast as I can here. And the Colquitt County Pack starting in Class 7A. You can go to Class 7A here. And Colquitt County Packers will face Harrison in the second round. And Harrison outlasted Brookwood 21-17. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Lambert North Gwinnett game. And in 6A, you had the Lee County Trojans on the road again, facing Wartwood Academy. And Wartwood Academy won the Region 3 title. And they're the number one, and Wartwood is the number one seed in Region 3 6A after rolling to an easy 41-13 win over Riverwood. Then the Lee County will continue their Road Warrior run. And then the winner of that game will face the winner of North Forsyth and Hughes in Hughes High School out of Fairburn, Georgia, just south, way south of Atlanta. Has been the number one team in all Class 6A basically all season. And Hughes won easily over River Ridge 49-6. And North Forsyth got by Blessed Trinity 24-21. So it'll be interesting to see if Lee County can. Lee County can continue their run, and And the number one seeded Thomas Kennedy Central Yellow Jackets are at home against St. Pius of Atlanta. With the winner of that game, facing the winner of Allatoona and Roswell. And Northside of Warner Robins is in Atlanta, facing Marist, while the Houston County Bears are also in the Metro Atlanta area, facing North Atlanta. And let's see, going through the 4A bracket, and Bainbridge is back at home, hosting Burke County. So if the Bearcats were to win that game, they would face the winner of the Stevenson-Cedartown game. That's in Cedartown, Georgia. And Cairo will head up to LaGrange, Georgia, to face the Troop Tigers. And Troop County got by New Hampstead of Savannah, 36-29 final score. And the Cairo Troop game will be played at Callaway Stadium in LaGrange, Georgia, on Saturday, not Friday. So any Cairo fans that are listening to this episode as it is, we'll need to keep that in mind. So the Cairo Troop game will be played on Saturday, not Friday. It's going to be Saturday, November 19th of 2022. And the winner of the Cairo Troop game will face the winner of Central Carrollton and Holy Innocents Episcopal School in Atlanta. Holy Innocents, so Cairo will be looking to move on in 4A, same with Bainbridge. And moving on to AAA, the Darty Trojans, the number 3 seed in Region 1, will head to Savannah to face Calvary Day. So, and Calvary Day is the only undefeated team left in Class AAA. And Calvary Day moved to 10-0 on the season after shutting out Salem 49-0. And Darty has their all-around athlete in Cam Davis. And it'll be interesting to see if head coach Johnny Gilbert and the Darty Trojans can go on the road all the way to Savannah and pull off the upset over a currently undefeated Calvary Day squad. It's 10-0, and Calvary Day ended the regular season ranked number 2 behind defending state champion Cedar Grove of Atlanta. And Cedar Grove will host Hebron Christian. Say both Darty and Cedar Grove are able to win their games. And that would be a tremendous matchup. Got a Darty team possibly going up to Atlanta on Black Friday, playing the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs. But of course, first things first for both teams, and then, you know, Darty is going on the road, doing the unthinkable. At least they'll try to do the unthinkable. Pull off the upset over undefeated Calvary Day in Cedar Grove, trying to get by Hebron Christian. Again, it's survive in advance. And Thomasville, the number 2-1 seed in Region 1 AAA, is back at home this week, hosting Liberty County. And Liberty won a tight game over Morgan County, 19-14. And as mentioned earlier, Thomasville won 42-21 over Jackson. And the winner of Liberty County Thomasville will face the winner of the Monroe Area Carver Atlanta game. And this Monroe Area High School's in Monroe, Georgia, in Northeast Georgia, or North Georgia, roughly halfway in between Athens and Atlanta. in Monroe area. It's not to be confused with Monroe High School here in Albany. The Monroe Tornadoes in Monroe area is nicknamed the Hurricanes. So, and that's something to clarify there. So, in any case, if Thomasville were to beat Liberty County and they would face the winner of the Carver-Atlanta Monroe area game, and the other Carver is still in the playoffs, the Carver Tigers from Columbus will host Harlem, with the winner of that game facing the winner of the Oconee County Adairsville game up in Adairsville, Georgia, in the northwest corner of the state. And also, Savannah Christian will go to Peach County with the winner of that game facing either Sandy Creek or Stevens County up in Toccoa, Georgia, in the northeast corner of the state. So the second round in Class AAA will have a lot of interesting matchups there. And Class AA, got the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes hosting Putnam County. And say if the Hurricanes are able to win over Putnam County and move to from 11-0 to 12-0, they would face either North Cobb Christian or Rockmart. And then they have the universe. And by the time this this episode ends, and then there'll be the powers that be at the GHSA will have that universal coin flip that which teams are home, which team is home, which teams are home, which teams are away for that quarterfinal round. That assumes that both teams are the same seed in the quarterfinals. So whatever side the H is on in that bracket, I mean, that's the team that will be hosting those quarterfinal games. And again, you say Fitzgerald wins, they would face the winner of the North Cobb Christian Rockmart game up in Northwest Georgia in Rockmart. Say both Fitzgerald and Rockmart would win, it would come down to that universal coin flip. So if that coin flip goes on the upper, ends up in the upper bracket, on the upper side of the bracket, that would mean that team would host. If the H is on the lower side of the bracket, that team would host. And Cook will face Thompson with the winner of that game facing Union County at South Atlanta. So then the Cook Hornets will travel from Adel, Georgia to Thompson, Georgia. Adel's in South Georgia and Thompson's all the way over in the east, about an hour or so west of Augusta. And other playoff games of interest in AA, got Northeast Macon traveling down to Baxley, Georgia, to face the Abilene County Pirates. Should be a good win there, with a winner facing Bannon County and Callaway of Hogansville, Georgia. And also, you got the Berrien Rebels continuing their road show, traveling to Blackshear, Georgia, to face Pierce County. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Eagles Landing Christian, Fellowship Christian game. And how about Class Single A Division I real fast? And Irwin County hosting Hurd County with the winner of that game, hosting the winner of Mount Pisgah Christian in Darlington. And then also Dublin will face Metter, where that game faces Elbert County and Prince Avenue Christian of Athens in Blackley County, whom I earlier mentioned ended up Brooks County's quest for back-to-back state championships, will go to Mara County with the winner facing either Tryon or St. Francis, and the winner of the Social Circle Raven County game face the winner of the Scriven County Swainsboro game in Swainsboro, Georgia. And Single A Division II, at the Early County Bobcats, the only Region 1 squad that has moved on, hosting the Telfair County Trojans from McRae, Georgia. And Telfair County, another team that put up to 60-plus points. And the Trojans rolled past ECI 62-37. And the winner of Telfair County, Early County, will face the Manchester Mountain game. And the Wilkinson County, Lincoln County game will face the winner of the Dooley County, Charlton County game down in Folkston, Georgia, right on the edge of the Okie Swamp. And the Clinch County going to McIntosh County Academy. Clinch County over at Clinch County is at McIntosh County Academy on the coast, with the winner facing the Christian Heritage Johnson County game out of Wrightsville, Georgia, the hometown of a former Georgia Bulldog and NFL great. And turned U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker. Try to stay away from politics on this podcast. And then again, Clinch County, McIntosh County Academy winner will face the winner, Christian Heritage in Johnson County. That game will be played in Wrightsville, Georgia. And Lanier County, Wilcox County. So the Bulldogs from Lincoln, Georgia, will travel up to Rochelle, Georgia to face the Patriots. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Washington Wilkes-Shy County game. And wouldn't that be a good matchup? Say, near Wilcox, facing Shy County, possibly. If our team's able to win there. And how about the GIAA playoff lineup for this week? In the starting class, AAA. And Deerfield Windsor Knights from here in Albany will be at home at Webb Memorial Stadium hosting the Pinewood Christian Patriots. And if the Knights were to win, I need to correct myself here. It'll be the Deerfield Windsor Knights from here in Albany at home at Webb Memorial Stadium hosting Frederica Academy. The Knights are the number 3 seed while Frederica is seeded 6th. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the game between the number 2 seeded Brookwood Warriors from Thomasville and the number 7 seeded Pinewood Christian Patriots from Belleville near Claxton in Evans County in eastern Georgia, in the middle portion of southeast Georgia. Is right, Claxton is right near Statesboro, Georgia. And a couple of teams from our area will square off down in Valdosta. The number 5 seeded Terrell Academy Eagles will make the long trip down to Valdosta to face the number 4 seeded Valwood Valiants. And the winner of that game will face the winner between number 8 seed Heritage and Noonan and number 1 seed John Millage Academy in Milledgeville. And John Millage, I think they're the defending state champions in the GISA Class AAA. I think John Millage owns the longest winning streak among any current program playing high school football here in Georgia. The Trojans have won 47 straight games. Just winning back-to-back games is a challenge. And never mind winning 40-plus games in a row. So once again, the winner of Deerfield Windsor and Frederica will face the Brookwood Pinewood Christian winner, and the winner of Valwood Terrell Academy will face the winner of Heritage and face the winner of John Millage and Heritage of Noonan. And how about the GIAA Class AA, Southwest Georgia Academy, will travel to Warrenton, Georgia, and some 40, 50 miles west of Augusta, to face Briarwood, and say SGA, the number 6 seed, pulls off the upset over number 3 seed Briarwood. They'll face the winner of the Edmund Burke Brentwood game in Sandersville, Georgia. Edmund Burke, out of Waynesboro, Georgia, just south of Augusta, is the number 7 seed. Brentwood's the 2 seed. And also number 5 seed Gatewood, number 4 seed Augusta Prep, and number 8 seed Piedmont Academy at Central Fellowship Christian. In Class Single A semifinals, and already mentioned Grace Christian of Decatur County in Bainbridge was shut out 34-0 by Fullerton Academy in Dooley County in Pinehurst, Georgia. And so, Fullerton will move on to the semifinal round. And Fullerton faces Robert Toombs Christian. And Flint River will face Thomas Jefferson. And in the GIAA 8-man division, and the Westwood Wildcats from Mitchell County and Camilla saw their season end in the semifinals as they fell to Windsor Academy up in Macon, final score 22-6. And Westwood season comes to an end, and Windsor, the number 2 seed, will face David Emanuel Academy over in Twin City, Georgia, in that east central portion of the state, for the GIAA 8-man state championship, played on the campus of Strong Rock Christian School, Locust Grove, Georgia, in Henry County. And so Westwood season comes to a close there. And how about in GAPS 8-man and the Sherwood Christian Academy Eagles from Albany? And advance to the state playoffs. And Sherwood, seeing Sherwood won Region 2 Class AA in the GAPS 8-man state playoffs. And Sherwood, got a bye as the Region 2 champion. And they're the number 1 seed in the lower half of that bracket. And Sherwood will face Lafayette Christian School. And Lafayette Christian advanced by defeating and eliminating Young Americans Christian School. So Sherwood will get its chance to advance to the state championship game if they beat Lafayette Christian this week. So on that note, that's going to end this episode of the High School Football Roundup Podcast for the week beginning Monday, November 14th of 2022 or 2022. And don't forget to follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And there you can listen to this and our previous episodes at the High School Football Roundup Podcast. Also listen on Spotify, and as well as on Anchor and anchor.fm/SWJNetwork, and or wherever you get your podcasts, as the saying goes. And that's going to do it for this week's installment of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And once again, a quick reminder to follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com, and listen to this and previous episodes of the HSFR there. Follow the Southwest Georgia Network at SWJ Network for scores of all the playoff games this week, and then and other news of interest, and or news you can use that's related to Southwest Georgia, South Central Georgia. Really, that's the entire area code 229, which is basically Southwest Georgia. And basketball has already started. So follow the SWJ Network for updates there. The whole nine yards and everything like that. Once again, I do thank you for listening. And and just listening to the very end, I'm Walter Johnson. Once again, thank you for listening. Have a good week, the rest of your week. And to those teams that are still in the playoffs, may the best and your favorite team win and move on. Thank you, God bless you, and goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.